Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, where tonight we'll be delving into the autumnal songbook. Autumn for me is my favourite season. The falling leaves, the gold and the yellow and the orange. It's that time of year where you brush off your old coats and find that you've left 20 quid in the pocket from last year, so you count yourself lucky. And of course, the sun is going down a lot sooner, revealing all sorts of beautiful sunsets, and it doesn't get much better than that. And I think that music written about this season really does reflect that. It's also the 1st of October, which meant that I couldn't include any songs written about September, which really did cause a bit of a brain ache, but I think we managed it in the end. Let's get the ball rolling with a tune that usually opens with full classical organ, but not in this case. A quiet string chorus gives way to a concert waltz as Robert Wolff plays Autumn Concerto. Robert Wolff and Where Else Than the Furstwood Wurlitzer and Autumn Concerto. The Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer usually has to be played fairly forcefully to accompany those on the ballroom floor. However, when recording a CD or broadcasting, it gives the organist a chance to explore the quieter sounds of the instrument, and who better to do that than Simon Gledhill? Here's a piece by the king of syncopation, Billy Mayle. Now, he, I get the feeling, was quite a green-fingered chap, as a lot of his compositions were written about flowers, including orange blossom, hollyhock, honeysuckle, green tulips, evening primrose, and, of course, his most famous piece, without a doubt, Marigold. However, the one we're going to hear tonight is Autumn Crocus. Thank you. Simon Gledhill, Autumn Crocus at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool Wurlitzer. The autumnal mood must have inspired Buddy Cole way back in the early 60s to record an album full of autumnal music, and it was called Autumn Nocturne. If you haven't got a copy of the album and you may have some difficulty trying to get hold of a good quality stereo copy, I do really recommend trying to track one down, as the playing is exquisite. In fact, it was very hard for me to choose a track from it. However, I've chosen this duo of jazz standards written in the 30s and 40s, "Tis Autumn" and "Falling Leaves" and "A Faded Summer Love."
Thank you.
exquisite sounds of Buddy Cole on his 327 Wurlitzer Morton in his studio in Hollywood way back in 1964. And I believe that was the last solo theatre pipe organ record that he made before he passed away, sadly before his time. Well, those were two smoochy jazz ballads. Let's have something with a bit more of a toe-tapping feel to it. And for that, we go over to the Paramount Brooklyn in New York. Well, it's the same building, however, when this was recorded, it was part of the Long Island University. They decided to keep the 426 Wurlitzer to great effect, as the acoustics that came out of the refurbished hall were absolutely stunning. You'll be able to hear them for yourself as Dan Bellamy tackles Lullaby of the Leaves in a very jazzy way.
Thank you.
Dan Bellamy proving that a lullaby does not necessarily have to mean it's quiet and gentle. Lullaby of the Leaves. Next up are two tunes which aren't necessarily linked to autumn, however they have something of a tangible link, and you'll find out why. The first was written by Barry Manilow and Johnny Mercer, of all combinations. When Johnny passed away, his widow sent Barry some of the unfinished lyrics that Johnny was working on, with the hope that Barry might finish them off. Barry did to one of them and turned it into the piece When October Goes, which came out in the 1980s. Here to play this beautiful ballad is Chris Elliott on the Shays Buffalo Wurlitzer. And then straight after that, something to do with the weather, something which has been all over the place in the last few weeks. Particularly the wind and the rain, and it's all been hammering down out there. So what better than this smoochy ballad from the 1940s, I believe, called The Wind and Rain in Your Hair. And here to play that is the sumptuous stylings of Bill Vlasic on the Paramount Music Palace Pizza Restaurant in Indianapolis. But first, When October Goes. Thank you. two very beautiful ballads there, When October Goes with Chris Elliott and with The Wind and Rain in Your Hair and Bill Vlasic. Now, I really hate to end a show with some bad news. However, it's with great sadness that I need to tell you all that the wife, Natasha, of my best friend and, of course, original co-presenter on this show, James, passed away on Saturday after a very short battle with cancer. I'm sure that you'd like to join me in sending all the love in the world to James at this very difficult time. Now, Tasha made no secret of the fact that she hated the theatre organ. However, one thing they both had in common was their love of Disney. So I thought it would be appropriate to end this week's show here with no loud music at the end or signing off with perhaps the most famous Disney ballad of them all, When You Wish Upon a Star. Take care, everyone.